So an offshore bank which provides a range of accounts and mortgages says it's once again going to start offering its 100% mortgage in response to 8 quarters of growth in the Guernsey property market. Earlier we heard from Nigel Pascoe, the director of lending at Skipton International, the organisation offering the new mortgages. Here's what he had to say.
Well, it's 100% of the value of the property being purchased, and generally lenders would restrict to 90% loan to value. By offering 100%, it means that the client, often a younger person or a younger couple, wouldn't have to find a deposit. That said, the 100% is backed by a family or parental guarantee of 15%.
Yeah, well, back in October, we heard from my next guest, founder of Large Mortgage Loans, Paul Welch. Mr. Welch specialises in complex mortgages. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What is a 100% mortgage? How does it work?
So basically, for the example that Skipton are using and one similar to the Family Building Society, a borrower will borrow, let's say a purchase price is £300k, they will borrow £300,000, but additional security of circa 15% will be provided normally by their parents, mum and dad, in terms of either a cash deposit on a bank account or in Guernsey an additional bond through security.
And when's that deposit then lifted?
That will be dependent upon the individual lender's criteria. So for the Family Building Society, that's normally after 5 years, and the Skipton will have their own individual criteria when that will cease to exist.
Yeah. Are there risks with this?
There are, but at the end of the day, this is about owning your home. This isn't about speculative investment. I mean, Guernsey has many challenges in buying property for first-time buyers. Our loan-to-income ratios are extremely high, at circa probably 13 times, on par with London. Our average income is 33k, average property price is 400k. So we need lenders like Skipton offering this sort of product.
Average income, £33,000 in Guernsey, average property price, £400,000.
Correct.
Yeah. So what difference then will this make, any tangible difference to the consumer?
Well, I mean, the cost of buying property in Guernsey and arranging mortgage finance is high. I mean, all the costs are circa 4%. So what is it going to do? It's going to enable people that have saved some money, probably 5% of a purchase price to cover costs, to enable get on the market. So maybe, I mean, I've been talking to people for the last year since I've been back in the island. It's going to enable people to buy 6 months to 12 months earlier than they planned, which is great.
You can draw comparisons between here and London, can't you, when it comes to property prices? Last time you were here, you were frustrated with the political appetite, if you like, for what you want to do locally. You were meeting committees. 6 months on, how is that going?
Well, it's very difficult for politicians in our government to make executive decisions. I think I've presented to 6 different committees on the island, Association of Guernsey Banks, President of the Policies and Resources Committee, etc., etc. We need to change and make improvements, and I think that's one thing that Guernsey needs to look at in terms of amendments across many different sectors. If we could lower the costs associated with mortgage finance, whether it's bond fees, etc., or some sort of incentives for first-time buyers, and also the elderly. I mean, at this moment in time, equity release does not exist in Guernsey. You know, 35% of our population is over 55, and they have no access to solutions, which is quite upsetting, really.
So how would you want to go about changing that?
Well, I would completely abolish bond fees, for a starter. Or maybe you have a bond for life, so you take one bond, and maybe sub 400k there are no bond fees at all, or maybe sub 500k. So that may help the elderly and also the first-time buyers.
And you've been talking about those bond fees for a while.
It's a year now. It's been frustrating. It's a bit like the KPMG report. We've had it, we've got the report, but we just need to see some action.
So are we any closer?
I've got another meeting on Friday to discuss and canvass further support, which I hope in time will lead to some change.
Something I found really interesting this morning is this announcement by Skipton International, 100% next generation mortgage returning. In response, this is the crucial bit, to 8 quarters of growth in the Guernsey property market. Is it really on the up?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's more activity because people have got more access to capital. There's more lenders coming to the island. I mean, I'm talking to three new lenders that are in the process of applying and getting permission to sort of make announcements in the next few months. There's a development finance specialist that we're hoping to launch soon. We're getting some great support from the local builders, where in the UK we had a Chinese bank that lent about £1 billion to a lender on the basis they bought materials from China. And in Guernsey, when we talk to local builders, they have money to lend from the banks, and they're prepared to say, well, okay, we'll help you knock down and rebuild a property, but you have to do the building work with us. So these are all positives. And I think in Guernsey, like London, we need lots of different solutions. Shared ownership, shared equity, waiving the bond fees, skipped in with 100% product. These are all great positives, which is what you need. There's not one solution that solves all the challenges for youngsters buying in Guernsey. You do need a collection of four or five. And with that, it gives people hope to you know, own their own property, which is great.
And what's in it for you then, and Skipton, with these 100% mortgages? Because you and others wouldn't be offering these sorts of products unless they made money, right?
No, agreed. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're paying for deposits on one side of the balance sheet at, say, 1-1.5%, and you're lending money at 4%, then that's good business. I mean, I'm not sure of the individual rates that Skipton will be offering at the moment, but it's good business, and it helps the island. That's the most important thing.
Property values aren't rising here anything like other places across Britain.
They're not. I think in Britain, you probably find at the moment property prices are falling in a lot of areas, certainly in London. We have a lot of uncertainty with Brexit. We do a lot of million-plus type mortgages, and we're down 71% on activity year-on-year as a result of Brexit and also stamp duty. So Guernsey's in a good, solid, safe, secure environment. We just need a few little amendments to improve the situation to help the most vulnerable in the community. And for me, that's late-to-life elderly borrowers and also first-time buyers.
That's fascinating. You talk about Brexit. How do you know that some are putting it down to the uncertainty? Is it anecdotally, or are they telling you straight?
Well, no, for me as a business owner, if there's any uncertainty, you're not going to invest £3 to £10 million in a property if you don't know what the impacts are going to be. So most people are going to sit tight, wait for the outcome of Brexit, and then decide before investing. So it's just, for me, it'd be a business decision.
Even here in Guernsey?
Yeah, the same applies. I think, you know, you look at the open market, we've made some changes. We need to do more positive PR about promoting the changes we've made to the open market on the tax position. I think Guernsey's got a great amount to offer people. I think we need to shout about it more. Unfortunately, when we look at our neighbours in Jersey who, you know, are different to ourselves in Guernsey, but they do a great job of shouting about it. I think Guernsey needs to do a bit more shouting to attract the right sort of people and businesses to the island. We need job creation and innovation to make sure we have a bright future.
Final thoughts. What happens now for you in terms of what you want to do here in the Bailiwick? You say you've got another meeting coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still canvassing bond fees, but in business, you have one or two meetings, you make a decision, you execute. Unfortunately, with the committee government that we have, you probably have 6 or 7 presentations, and you have to canvass opinion, then you have to hope that you get 20 deputies to vote for the changes you want to make. So it's very time-consuming and quite long-winded, so I'd like to see that improved in time.
And you must give us an update, let us know if and when you make progress. Many thanks indeed for your time.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate that. Paul Welch, founder of Large Mortgage Loans, with us on the programme. It's 8:15. Let's turn, shall we?